listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is oh so simple and smooth. Rocket can. Hope you've had a tremendous evening. Okay, I'm going to be here with you for one more hour with super producer and host Dave Shepard. We've gone through a lot. We just talked about Mr. Daniel Snyder. I think he's on borrowed time as owner of the Washington Commanders. We talked about the Major League Baseball playoffs. The New York Yankees are going to go take on the Houston Astros in the American League Championship Series. Game one of the National League Championship Series, it took place already. Philadelphia Phillies going up 2-0 in the game, at least, against San Diego. And how did that happen? You know what? You don't have to take my word for it. It was very easy. We got one of these. This started off. Some guy named Bryce, last name Harper. He had a home run in the fourth. Listen to this.
1-0 pitch. Swung on, hit high in the air, left field. This one's got a chance. Profar going back to the track, at the wall. He jumps. He's out of room. It's gone. And Bryce Harper has homered to left field. And the Phillies have a 1-0 lead.
That was in the fourth inning. Some guy named Kyle Schwarber. This guy looks like he moves pianos on his back. This man hit a home run in the sixth. This is what happened.
Darvish kicks and deals. Swung on his hit. Wow. Deep to right field. Titanic shot into the second deck. Wow. The Phillies take a 2-0 lead. Kyle Schwarber signals to the bullpen as he gets to second base. That was as long a home run as you're going to see here at Petco Park.
Oh, yeah, he mashed it. And so if I know baseball, Bryce Harper home run in the fourth, Kyle Schwarber solo home run in the sixth, I think we get to the ninth, and I think the final call and all these calls, they come to us via the Phillies radio network. The end of the game sounded like this.
The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. And the ball game is over as Alvarado works around the walk and the error, and the Phillies have taken game one of the NLCS with a win on the road over the Padres, a combined 2-0 shutout.
This wasn't supposed to be the case. It's supposed to be the Mets spot, right? This was supposed to be here for the Dodgers, right? The Phillies? And San Diego is here as well? Can you imagine San Diego back out there in the World Series? Sheesh. Let's bring back Trevor Hoffman. God rest his soul. One of the smoothest hitters ever. Mr. Gwynn. Feels like the last time that they really had a chance. And then they got beat up by some team named the Yankees. But I digress. Zach Wheeler, the man who's on the mound today for the Phillies, had a chance to watch Kyle Schwarber put a run up on the board for him. And this is what Zach Wheeler had to say.
I'm always down, you know, down the stairs, kind of out of the noise and all that, just so I can, you know, keep my head. But, you know, heard everybody sort of, you know, take off. So I ran up the stairs and I saw it land. And that was pretty crazy. I've never even seen that done in batting practice or anything.
Well, he had an opportunity to just watch the ball float in the stratosphere forever. He didn't do too shabby himself tonight. Zach Wheeler, speaking of the Mets, the former New York Mets, 7 innings, 8 strikeouts, 1 hit. Not a human being crossed the plate while he was out there. So congratulations to the Phillies. Zero expectations. Zero, especially midway through the season. A couple of weeks ago, zero explanations or expectations, I should say. And here they are. Meanwhile, like I told you, the Yankees, they're going to be getting ready to go at it against the Houston Astros. We got a lot of beef here. Cheating type beef. Banging on trash cans type beef. After the Yankees eliminated the Cleveland Guardians, Aaron Judge spoke to the Yes Network. He basically said, in the most polite Aaron Judge way, we're ready to go to Houston.
We're looking forward to it. You know, it's they got a great ball club over there, you know, great all-around team. And, you know, it's definitely going to be a fun series. You know, we played them quite a few times in the postseason, and we're looking forward to getting back there.
Well, now it sounds like he's just ready to listen to French Montana. Well, go to a strip club. I mean, when I hear that song, I mean, it's in my car, not the strip club. But anyway, I digress. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. NBA opening night. Boston Celtics were able to go out there and host the Philadelphia 76ers. They beat them tonight in honoring Bill Russell prior to the game. 126-117. Tatum and Brown both had 35 points. In the second game, every time it looks like the Lakers might go on a small run, the Warriors continue to push away. The score is currently 114-98, about 3 minutes left in this game. Can't wait to see what drama comes out of this one. Let's get the phone lines. Margaret, calling from Northern Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I am amazing, Margaret. What's on your mind?
Good. I hope to God Dan Snyder is gone. I'm a native Chicagoan, and when I came to Northern Virginia, the D.C. area, it was really easy to get behind pretty much any team except the Commanders, the former Washington football team, the former Red people.
Red people. That's fine.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
But all I've heard about is a snide crook. I mean, he's worse than a jerk. He is. And I heard on our 106.7 The Fan here in D.C.,
yes.
Some commentator had called in and was talking about one way that the owners could really get rid of Dan Snyder is the money. Apparently, and you know more about this than I do, but the visiting team gets 40% of the revenue when they...
Go ahead. No, I wasn't familiar with that split, but go ahead.
Okay, well, someone said that. And, I mean, the revenue in D.C. has got to be lower than any other team in the NFL.
The stadium... The pipes burst in the ceiling onto the fans. Yes, I would agree, yeah. When is the last time you've been to a game?
Oh, I've never been to a football game here in
why?
The
because
Washington
the team,
area.
Because the team sucks or just?
No, I live in Northern Virginia, and you know, driving through D.C. to get to Bethesda, Maryland, to sit in a crappy stadium and pay $15 for a hot dog. You know, I can watch them lose on television.
And then you could turn it off in the middle of it,
too. Exactly.
Touché.
And turn it to the baseball. I could talk to you about that, too. But anyhow, I really hope Dan Snyder is gone, because that's the only team here in this area that's, kaput. Frankly,
yeah.
And the Redskins were one of the most, I think they might be, one of the most valuable teams in the NFL yet. So the potential is there, but Snyder, he doesn't care. All he cares about is so he can say, oh, God, I'm a rich boy and you can't do anything to me.
Right.
I mean, well, he's such a bully that, anyhow, I certainly hope that he is gone.
Yeah. Me, you, and a lot of other people, Margaret. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
the thing is, and we've seen this, and we will see it with Robert Sarver, you know, buying a team it's not an asset that will typically depreciate unless you're a jerk, unless you're a clown. Like, you buy a team, sit around for a bunch of years, like we've seen now with owners who've owned teams for 15 and 20 years, and they get rich. They put in a couple $100 million, they walk out billionaires. That's why these guys don't want to leave. They want to let that asset just continue to go up and up and up in value. And they can either pass it on to their families or they could potentially cash out. Jerry Jones made it very clear. We learned at the Dallas Cowboys, little more than $8 billion net worth, or they're worth $8 billion. Jerry Jones says, no, I'm not cashing out. He says, I will never see the money from the Dallas Cowboys. You see your money from other things. 855-212-4CBS. Mike's calling from Texas. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, JR?
What's on your mind?
Man, I heard the Philly fans coming out talking about we don't stand a chance and that. Hey, man, I tell you, if Dak was playing that game, we win it. And that's serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no doubt about it. You know? I just feel like, you know, once that offense is figured out of theirs, then it's a wrap. We'll see in December, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna have to wait and see. I do have a lot of confidence this season in the Eagles more than I do the Dallas Cowboys. It's and part of that has to do with the owner, who's Jerry Jones. Hey, Shep, I've never thought about it like this. Jerry Jones is the ultimate helicopter dad, or is that a bad description?
No, well, he might be, because his son is right there in lockstep and barrel with him.
The two of them just run around surveying things. I'm sure they walk around the top. And we always see Jerry Jones on occasion. Either he's in his box, and every now and then you'll see him on the field. I know this man is running around with binoculars. They always show him not wearing it. Maybe he's looking up at that big, giant video board that he put up there. But there's just no way that he can be this heavily involved. He's just helicopter dad, except for he bought it. Terrible.
They are just very, why he is so beyond fascinating to me is because
he put salt on an Egg McMuffin.
That too, but if you look at the success they had, you know, and this was as America's team under Tom Landry, we're talking 70s and 80s, they were and Tex Stram and you know, that personnel, they were incredibly successful. He got rid of one of the greatest coaches in NFL history,
Jimmy,
and they got even better, which is unheard of. Everybody and their mother bemoaned him for that decision. And then Aikman with the 1-1 season his rookie year in 1989. And then they win 3 Super Bowls in a span of 6 years, beating quality teams at that. And then, JR, with all that success, for the next 26 seasons, they don't make it back to a conference title game. It's mind-blowing, the trajectory and the journey of Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is pride and arrogance. That's it. Like, you have to know when to delineate. You have to know when to pass responsibility on. You have to know when to just say, okay, someone else can help with this, and I can make the decision. Now, is he the biggest face in the world of football? Does he have a battery in his back? Is someone bossing him around? No. But it seems like he goes and he does things just unilaterally. Like, he looks at his son, and he asks, and his son gives him an answer, and he does what he wants anyway.
Can I ask you a very, very quick question?
Yes.
If he walks away next season, now he's in his, correct me if I'm wrong, he's got to be 80, 81. He's got to be at the Robert Kraft parameter.
Jerry Jones? Yes.
Yeah, right.
I would say so.
Now, we're talking 3 Super Bowls. He walks away as a wildly successful owner when you look at the whole landscape of his entire career?
You're asking me.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, yes.
Right, and I think people knock him too freely.
He's one of the great marketers in America, probably on earth. Jerry Jones is an excellent salesperson. He's done a tremendous job building, branding the Dallas Cowboys. That's why they're the most valuable sports franchise on earth. That's not to say that they're having success on the field. You're going to have it both ways. The Yankees, the other team, the Yankees, we know they're built on history. The Yankees are built on tradition and having more championships than anybody. Well, they haven't had one of those things, a championship, since 2009. And so what next? You continue to win. Your fans continue to beg and whine and moan and complain. And that's it. It's hard winning a championship. But when you can sell your team, your franchise, you can be worth a lot of dough. It's a totally different situation when you actually find the success, that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Antonio calling from Atlanta. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, my man. How are you?
I'm okay. Go ahead, please.
Good, good. Just want to commend you real quick on your work that you're doing with Special Olympics. Makes it real kind of soul to give up oneself.
Well, thank you. Antonio, it sounds like you are driving underwater. Can you try again?
Oh. Yeah, well, I'll call you back.
Okay.
Sounded good then.
Yeah, we'll put at least I. What'd you say, Chef?
No, I'm saying as soon as you said that, I'm like, no, Antonio, you were doing so well, but then you got on and you're in a cave, and then you're like, can you try again? And then he's like, okay, I'll call back. But no, when you said that, you sounded pretty good.
Should I try him here? Have him on hold? I don't know.
No, like when you said that, and then he was like, okay, I'll call back. Right when you said that, I'm like, no, Antonio, now you sound good.
Antonio, you still here?
I'm still here, man.
You still sound like he's in the toilet. I don't know what he's doing. That poor guy. Dave is calling from Alabama. I don't know. Are you on the toilet, Dave?
No, I'm in the truck.
Oh, you made that very clear. Thank you, Dave. What's up?
Hey,
yeah.
I'm glad Tennessee beat Alabama. I live in Alabama, but I am not from Alabama. There is a God.
Okay. Go
now,
ahead.
As far as Daniel Snyder is concerned, the man's a walking sewer pipe. He's arrogant, narcissistic, don't care about nobody but himself.
Yeah.
And what he was talking about, threatening the other owners about this, that, and the other thing, the owners are going to protect that shield. They're going to protect their investment. And if he tries anything stupid, they'll fill him with some concrete boots and throw him in the Potomac River and get a new owner in this place.
Okay. I don't know if they'll go that far, but I certainly understand your premise.
Also, now, as far as the Warriors and the Lakers, they are a victim of their own success. They're not the gold standard for winning an NBA title. There are other teams that could win that title as well. It's not always going to be the Warriors. It's not always going to be the Lakers. Now, somebody like Milwaukee, Philadelphia, San Antonio, probably. But other than that, it's anybody's game now. Anybody's game.
Okay. Nope. The NBA, and thank you, Dave, for calling from Alabama. I would say this season is – it's open. The opportunity is wider. There's not one hardcore team that you will find a consensus on where people go, oh, man, they'll win the championship. And by the way, it's a final score. The Golden State Warriors did beat the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. A final 123-109. Looking here at the box score, a couple of names you do want to see right away. The Los Angeles Lakers tonight were basically Anthony Davis, 27. LeBron James, 31. LeBron James tonight, look at his stat line. 31 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists. LeBron James played 35 minutes. Anthony Davis played 36. Russell Westbrook in 31 minutes had 19 points, 11 rebounds, And I know Russell Westbrook was sad about this. He only had 3 assists. No triple-double for Russell Westbrook. Everybody else pitiful. Kendrick Nunn was able to pour in 13 points off the bench, and nobody else did a damn thing. Awful. Terrible. Meanwhile, for Golden State, Draymond Green, I guess he still thought it was the NBA Finals, 4 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 of 5 from the field. Steph Curry had 33, Klay Thompson 18, Jordan Poole off the bench 12 points, and Wiggins contributed 20. Warriors are going to be good. Again. Mike's calling from Tallahassee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going? Love the
it's
vibe,
going.
Man.
Thank you.
I used to live in Bethesda, and I followed the Skins for a little, I'm sorry, the Commanders for a little bit. And, you know, the problem with an owner like Dan Snyder or Jerry Jones is that they just don't step aside and let the football people do what they need to do.
That's right.
And I wanted to call about the Phillies because I think we're seeing something that needs to be looked into, which is the fact that when you play a wild card game or 3-game series, you are involved in something that nobody has experienced during the regular season. And to have that ability to engage in those games, you have an advantage over a team that's just been sitting on the sidelines. And,
so what would you prefer? I mean, that's kind of been the case forever. You know,
right.
you wait for a team. It doesn't matter if the NFL, you wait for – what do you prefer them do?
I don't know what to say. I think that they should all start at the same time at some level because, I mean, that momentum and playoff baseball or playoff football, yeah, whatever it is, that's a different beast.
Well, there's a little bit of a give and a take. There's also the approach, and thank you, Mike, for calling from Tally. I have to go ahead and get ready to hit the break. You can take the approach of, are we going to be sharp following a layover or a layoff, taking off so much time, or are you going to benefit from all of the time off? That's it. There is no perfect way to do it. You would think that the team getting a little bit of rest would be rewarded unless they are absolutely just dull. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get to more of your calls. Knowing that this Lakers game just concluded, Charles Barkley had some words earlier on TNT about Russell Westbrook. Not the most positive of words for their relationship or his relationship with the Lakers. I'm going to share with you a conversation I had with Brian Henry of Special Olympics. I'm going to talk to you some more, and then we're going to roll out. But right now, let's take a break here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, first off, for making my drive from the south side of Atlanta to the north side every night bearable.
I always enjoy listening to you, man. Intellectual and introspective. I appreciate you.
I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. Man, I love your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Before I do anything, I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And tonight, I'm pretty sure you heard offense can be the best defense. So the player, his name, Giancarlo Stanton of the New York Yankees, hitting that 3-run home run to set the tone early, giving the Yankees a little bit of a comfortable cushion as they ultimately beat the Guardians to advance to the American League Championship Series. The final score this afternoon in the Bronx, 5-1. You know what? Let's go ahead and hear from Mr. John Sterling of the Yankees Radio Network.
And the 2-0. Swung on and hit the air to right center and deep. That ball is gone! Oh, my. It is a Stantonian home run.
A Stantonian home run.
It is a Judgian blast.
Why not? You know what needs to happen? I'm sure it exists somewhere. And this is not supposed to be a project for any of the people that we work with, Shep, who actually can touch all of this. Why doesn't someone just string all of this together? Like on one hour-long file of every Yankee call ever. You know, wouldn't that be cool? Or does it exist already?
That's a rhetorical question. I don't mean to jump in. But it exists.
Where does it exist?
This is John Sterling.
It's on YouTube already?
I don't believe this to be true. I believe John Sterling is one of the greatest to ever do his respective craft. But there are people that take issue with his hyperbole, if you will, and I'm being nice when I say the word hyperbole in his exaggeration of broadcasts.
That's the point. But my question is, where is it on YouTube? Like every call?
It exists. It definitely exists, yes. Okay. It would be on YouTube. It'd be on Twitch. It'd be on Insta. It'd be on Twitter. It'd be on Snapchat. It'd be everywhere.
We work for the company. Why isn't it there? We have it, right?
Well, because we appreciate and celebrate the greatness of John Sterling, the consistent greatness. He could do this for another 10 years. He's that young and boyish.
You think Marco could make it for me?
Marco could do everything.
I know Marco's great.
Let me tell you something. You know it's a good night for Marco when the Yankees win, especially when they advance and go to the ALCS, man.
Marco liked it when they rocked the baby, I know.
Yes.
I know. Is Marco here
not
already?
Here, man.
How'd you like when they rocked the baby?
I'm cool with it. Glaber seemed a little annoyed by what Josh Naylor did, so I'm cool with it. As long as the guys are all on board, go right ahead.
Yeah, but that guy, why are you yelling at Cole for saying that's your son? Like, that's a little, I don't have a problem with it. But it's just like, hey, it's not like you won the World Series. You know what I'm saying? You look like a dummy if you lose, and now he looks like a dummy.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys. I'm not old school where it's, oh, no, everything's disrespectful. I'm cool with doing whatever you want, but I'm also cool with on the other side of it. So if you get mocked afterwards, I don't want to hear you complain. And Naylor, for his giving credit, he didn't complain afterwards. But, like, I don't want to see next year somebody drilling Glaber because they're complaining about rocking the baby. Because you know how baseball works. They got those long memories. So I don't want to see, Glaber taking one between the 2 and the 5 in April because they're worried about this. That part of it has to go away, too. Yankees got their say after Naylor did what he did.
Yeah, touche. You know what? If you do the talking, you just always have to be able to back it up. That's what it boils down to. He did the talking. He did more than the talking, and he couldn't back it up. You know, save all the celebrating for the big win, and it never came for him. So now he has to think about that all off season. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a few things to do. I was at North Carolina State. I want to share with you the convo I had with Brian Henry from Special Olympics. I want to talk to you. And then I want you to hear from Charles Barkley. Marco's going to let you know about the Lakers game. He's going to tell you that they got their behinds whooped. You'll hear Charles Barkley's thoughts about, I guess, their point guard. I don't know what he is. His name is Russell Westbrook.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just wanted to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
In a few minutes, I want to share with you a conversation I had with Brian Henry, Special Olympics North Carolina. Well, I made my stop for the media for the movement tour at NC State. What an awesome time I had. Before I do that, we do know this. The NBA season is officially underway. We had our first two games. Game one, the Boston Celtics went out there and beat the 76ers. And a few minutes ago, the Golden State Warriors, they defeat the Lakers. The final score, 123-109. LeBron James, 31 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists. The man is absolutely ageless. Anthony Davis, he plays 36 minutes, drops 27 points. I hope that he can play more games and put in more minutes. And then Russell Westbrook, he didn't come off the bench. He started. 19 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists. And it only took up until halftime for Charles Barkley to chime in and really give his thoughts and opinions on TNT about Russell Westbrook and where he should stand with the Lakers. This is what the round mound of rebound had to say.
You know how I feel about Russell Westbrook.
Yes, but he plays hard every time out.
I admire him. I respect him. It's time for the Lakers to move him. They have taken all his joy out of life in basketball.
Chuck, it's 5 out of 8.
No, it's not about the numbers. First of all, the Lakers stink. We can get that out the way. Those two guys just out there having fun, AD and LeBron, they're just getting numbers. You never thought they were going to win this game. You know, they're just going through. They're like getting numbers.
How can you tell that Westbrook's joy has been stolen?
He doesn't look. This guy used to be so exuberant, playing with great energy and great emotion. I think the wear and tear mentally last year, starting this year, playing with Patrick Beverley, he's going to, and the thing is, he going to get the blame no matter what, because the Lakers ain't a championship contender.
Yeah, he's not long for the Los Angeles Lakers. Is it coming at the trade deadline when they can maybe get the most for him? I don't know who wants him. Or is it having to, you know, go through an offseason where they're going to get more cap space, have more available? It's a sad situation. And meanwhile, the Golden State Warriors, they do what they do. Here, just so you know, Steph Curry had 33 points. Wiggins had 20. A Poole off of the bench. Yes, the man who got punched in the face. Jordan Poole, he was able to go out there and contribute 12 points. Didn't have the greatest of nights. 4-15 shooting. And Draymond Green, 25 minutes, 4 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Long season. Let's see what it looks like. Speaking of joy, sorry, Westbrook, the basketball joy might be sucked out of you right now. I'm having an amazing time on my Media for the Movement tour, having gone to Fordham and Drexel, having made stops at Tulane, and yesterday, last night, obviously, I shared with you here on air. I broadcasted from the campus of North Carolina State. Professor Mindy, Miss Mindy, opened up her class, Communications to Health and Sports and in Society, and allowed me to come and speak to her students about the power of sports and utilizing it for inclusivity in all areas of life, just sports and moving it into the areas of health as well. And I was joined by a Special Olympics athlete from North Carolina. His name, Brian Henry. I was able to share my story of going from YouTube to television and radio here on CBS Sports Radio. And Brian was able to share his story as well. And I want to share it with you here all across North America. I asked Brian simply to get things started representing North Carolina. Brian, what do you do with Special Olympics? Take a listen.
I am an athlete, a global messenger, an athlete ambassador, athlete leader, and member of the athlete council team.
Oh, big time. That's a lot to do there. So I asked Brian specifically, what is your favorite part about being an ambassador? This was his response.
Well, my favorite things about being an ambassador is like helping raise money for Special Olympics and going out volunteering places to help Special Olympics North Carolina 40,000 athletes.
40,000 athletes. And he's someone who utilizes his gift of being able to communicate and speak with folks to do that. He is using himself to present opportunities to others, which I think is absolutely amazing. That's his work as an ambassador. As an athlete, This man has, well, I'll let you hear where he's been. Take a listen.
Absolutely. When I went to Abu Dhabi in 2019, I represented Team USA, and I won 2 gold medals in the 200 individual medley, the 100 butterfly, and a silver medal in my favorite event, the 100-meter freestyle.
This man will swim circles around you. Hey, Shep, you been to Abu Dhabi?
If I am going, I'm not swimming against Brian. I have not.
Yeah, I haven't been to Abu Dhabi either. I don't want to swim against Brian under any circumstance. He may have to come save me. I'll put it to you that way.
No soft peace in the Middle East.
Oh, he might. He could do a whole lot. Out of everything that Brian has done and what he's done for others and how he's giving back, I asked him, hey, why is Special Olympics, from your perspective, Brian, why is it a great organization for people to be a part of?
Well, it's a great organization to help all the athletes, the unified partners, and coaches all across the world and even all across the United States of America.
Yeah, like everybody listening. And North America. My friends in Seattle, my friends in Miami, my friends in Boston, my friends in Texas, here in Atlanta, New York, Minnesota. I can go on, Boise, I see you, San Diego. Become a part of the movement. Go to SpecialOlympics.org. You got a few minutes, you can be a coach. You got a few minutes, you can play. Yeah, you can play. And you'd be surprised what you listening, can get out of participating in Special Olympics as well. Go to SpecialOlympics.org, become a part of the movement. But that's not it. That's not all. Brian is a huge fan of the sports, obviously, in North Carolina. One of the teams, not so good. Let's take a listen to who his favorite teams are.
Carolina Hurricanes.
How you feel about those Canes? What do you think about the season? It just started.
I felt really confident this season compared to last season. We had about 116 points when we made it to the playoffs, and one of my favorite things was beating the Boston Bruins.
I hear that. Now, the other team, the Panthers, they need help. What words of encouragement would you give your Carolina Panthers for the rest of the season?
Let's go, Panthers!
Yeah, they need that. They might need Brian to go out there and play as well. Wide receiver, quarterback. Brian is absolutely amazing. It was great to hang out with him. I'm so happy he was able to join me in Miss Mindy's class. Had an opportunity to meet his parents as well. Congratulations to them as they get ready to celebrate, I believe, a 35th anniversary. Thank you to everyone at North Carolina State. Great time, great students, great faculty, great staff. Thank you so much to Robert. Just helping set me up in the studio. Thank you to Catherine. It was amazing. And thank you to Special Olympics. Thank you as well from a personal thank you for myself to the folks at Experian who are helping to make the tour happen for myself. They believe in inclusivity. Anyone who's down for opening up the doors of opportunity for other people are definitely great. In my book, SpecialOlympics.org, 855-212-4CBS. Let's get into a few more calls before we have to roll out. Antonio, who I hope sounds better. We're up against the break, the end of the show. Go ahead, Antonio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking the call. Hopefully I sound better. Again, commend you for your work with the Special Olympics, but I wanted to speak on Daniel Snyder real quick. I think there's a bigger picture here. I believe that Irsay came out and was saying, okay, we got the votes, we have everything else, because what they did was they're going to have to shut down this prosecution. The attorney general, said they're going to bring charges up against Daniel Snyder for, in a way, I guess it would be some sort of blackmail, saying that he has information against all the owners. Well, I'm sure he does. But the reality of it is if he winds up indicting, bringing charges against Daniel Snyder, what that's going to do is open up all the discovery, which means all the information, including emails, including everything else involving the NFL, all the communication is going to be fair game. And I don't think that they want that to happen. So I think that Daniel Snyder will wind up stepping down, to be honest with you, and selling the team sooner than what we think.
Well, Tom, Tom will tell Antonio. I'm not going to sit here and play lawyer. I only know what I read and what I see and what I hear. I don't care. I think he should have been gone a long time ago. It'd be nice if he was gone yesterday. We know that he's still here. And any way in which that he goes or anybody else who doesn't deserve the spot goes, I'm fine with it. Sooner rather than later. Thank you, Antonio. I appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, look, he should have been gone a long time ago. There's no justifiable reason that you can look at someone who has had basically just misstep after misstep after misstep and folly after folly after folly, and then he gets fined $10 million. No one knows exactly why outside of all of the allegations and all of the lawsuits that we've heard. He's basically told, hey, go away, go sit in the corner for a little while. But he keeps the team? Where do they do that at? Where? I've said it before. I will say it again. These owners who just go through these disgusting periods where they treat people like garbage, they don't need to walk away with a golden parachute just because they bought the team. They need to understand that you need to behave in a particular manner. Otherwise, the team will be taken away from you and you lose your investment. Let's see the owners stand up to do that. It'd be nice if they did. I don't see it happening, though. Daniel Snyder, I hope he's going sooner than later. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Shep, thank you so much for an amazing night. Thank you. No doubt about it. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I will be bringing you a new top six list. The NBA is underway. We're going to take a look at the top six players in the league right now. Okay, have a good night. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. You want to know why? Because Amy Lawrence, she's up next.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.